Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
It's great gardening weather in southeast Alaska this week. Just don't forget the hose. And with us on the line is Master Gardener Ed Bierski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
It's a little warm out there.
It is amazing. 81 degrees at my house in the shade yesterday, and my sweet corn is past knee-high, and it isn't even 4th of July yet.
That kind of blows my mind. You're growing corn.
I wish I had planted more, and I was... But I've got one box in. There's maybe 30 plants. And so I'm sure there will be a little play-by-play this summer as it grows.
But I'm expecting your usual mantra to water, 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 right?
Yeah, definitely got to be watering the hanging baskets. I'm doing those every day now. Stuff in the greenhouse at least is in big beds, so I don't have to do that every day. But I was visiting somebody else's yesterday, and that's what they're doing because their stuff is in containers, and it's tomato plants, cucumbers, squash, and other stuff that are tall and reaching for the sky really do need to be watered regularly. And with that watering, think about a little bit, a light dose of liquid fertilizer also with that to keep plants growing and flowers blooming and all that sort of thing.
Okay, and now we got that out of the way, let's shift gears a little bit. While I was on vacation, we had a bunch of questions come in from listeners. They had some various gardening dilemmas. So if you're up to it here, let's do a lightning round, see if you can...
You bet.
Okay. Jane writes, I've got a crabapple tree that leafed out nicely. Before any of the buds could bloom, they rotted, and now the leaves have moldy black spots.
Yeah, there's a couple possibilities there. One, of course, is a fungus, and our baking soda spray we've used in the past is a possibility to use on that tree. It also may be a more severe root or lower stem damage, and she should probably check with her thumbnail or a small knife, check to see if the bark is scratched through the bark to see if it is still green all the way down. Just a little scratches is all it takes, which might be indicator of the tree is dying, which I can hope it's not a big, old, mature tree. So not necessarily good news.
Okay. Next question is something that I've had some personal experience with. Michelle writes, is there a way to get rid of horsetail? It's taking over a raspberry patch and creeping into a vegetable garden.
The short answer is no. The next answer is 4 inches of concrete, lots of rebar, and hope it doesn't crack, because it'll grow up through, growing up through the side of the highway, through the asphalt. You could continually pull it, cut it, using the heavy woven fabric that is locally available for, it's sometimes called road builders fabric. Put that down. The rhizomes are still going to be underneath there, but you just won't see them. So you can cut strips and put it down the middle of your raspberry patch and in other places, and otherwise it's, I mean, even Roundup is marginal for killing horsetail. So just keep after it, keep pulling it, and try to keep it down.
Yeah, I remember one.
Good luck.
Yeah, I remember years ago trying to sift through all the dirt in a planter to get out all the horsetail root, and that's just kind of a long time consuming and not necessarily an effective process.
Yes, yes. Very small bits of roots can resprout along with a few other assorted invasives that we have.
Okay. Next question is from Shirley. Best care for hydrangea, soil, sun, water, question mark?
Yeah, we're trying a bunch of hydrangeas quite successfully. Choosing the right variety is key first, hydrangea paniculata varieties. There's some called Endless Summer and others. Some that bloom on new wood as well as old wood are good to choose to improve our odds for flowering. Then, full sun, good drainage, good fertility levels, just like, I don't know how many other assorted plants we recommend. And maybe if, and probably a little bit of shelter from the coldest of the north winds. But they are doing, we are finding they're doing quite well. We've got a bunch of them out at the Shrine of St. Therese, and which is a somewhat harsh exposed areas out there. So, yeah, try some and grow some. They can be spectacular.
Okay, and I think that's probably all the time we have for this round of questions. We'll tackle the rest of them later. But before we go, there's also a big gardening event coming up this weekend.
Yes, Saturday is the Master Gardeners have their annual garden tour. It's six gardens on Douglas Island. So it runs from 11 till 4 on Saturday. Looks like the weather's supposed to be great. The tickets are available at the Jack and at Hearthside Books, and on the Master Gardener website, it's seak-mastergardeners.org. Should be a good time. There's some beautiful gardens and greenhouses and other stuff to be seen. Shouldn't miss it, but do, if you can, carpool, because, again, some of the places are parking along Glacier Highway, so carpooling is highly recommended.
Okay, Ed Byarski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Stay hydrated, Matt.
Pulling weeds. Garden Talk is a weekly feature during Morning Edition during the spring, summer, and very early fall. And you can go to our website at ktoo.org/gardentalk to ask your own question.
Grain for grain, sun and rain, find my way.